Oh, the gospel will overcome in a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Well, there's a lot of people out there fighting against God. Not a good thing. What do you think?
Scripture says that's not a good thing.
Yeah, wasn't it Gamaliel who said something to the effect? I should have looked this up, but it just popped into my head.
Okay.
But he was talking to the Jews who were trying to persecute the Christians. Book of Acts. And he said, look, you know, there was some fella who led a bunch of folk out to the wilderness and they ended up coming to nothing or being defeated or something like that. I should really know the details. But anyway, he says, if this movement, you know, this Jesus Christ, I mean, if he's not real, then again, this will come to nothing. But you might want to be careful because you might find yourselves fighting against God. Now, that's good advice.
That is good advice.
From Gamaliel.
True.
We need to give some folks some advice. You really don't want to be on the wrong side of God. You really don't want to fight God because you really are on, you find yourself in, a bad situation. You're on the losing end of your proposition there. I don't know. Anyway, canon and culture, Josh Wester is writing a critique of an atheist manifesto. Here's the title of it, Fighting God. Hence all the talk about fighting God. Fighting God, an atheist manifesto for a religious world. Wester is critiquing this atheist manifesto. He does a pretty good job. Now, we're not going to go through all the details of the manifesto. Don't have time. And it's very lengthy.
Longer than something you would do?
Longer than some things I've done, sure.
Okay.
Maybe not some other things, but that's a different issue. We're not going to even go through Josh Wester's article or his rebuttal or anything like that.
Okay.
We're just going to use this to launch. Now, we're going to pull a couple of highlights.
All right.
But David Silverman is the president of American Atheist, and he says that Americans are better off without God.
I can imagine he would think that.
Yeah, why would you imagine him thinking that? I mean, I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I just want to hear your thought process.
No, just as the way you see things going, everything seems to be moving toward a tide against God.
Mm-hmm.
With all the freedom to do things that you used to not do in the social circles.
Right.
And it's going to seem to be going well for them for
sure.
A while.
Yeah, you're talking about in the personal realm, right?
Yeah,
personal liberties.
Realm, yeah. So,
yeah, I could see that. I could see that. On the other hand, it is interesting that we Christians think that America is headed in a bad direction. And it's not just the moral stance, which is up there. But it seems to be crumbling socially and economically. Mm-hmm. And how people can't see this to us is a mystery. It really shouldn't be a mystery. It's a spiritual dynamic. They're spiritually
right.
Blind. It's not a matter of intelligence. In other words, America is crumbling. We see that. They don't. It's getting worse. They don't see that.
They think it's
just
better, yeah.
Yeah, not just morally, but it's getting worse for them socially and economically. It's caving in on them. Their philosophy is coming back to haunt them. They don't realize it. In fact, we're going to do a future broadcast on that very issue. Saw an interesting piece out on the Gospel Coalition not too long ago dealing with that very subject.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about it. Don't know when. Just know we are.
All right.
Lord willing. Deo valente.
That'd be good. That'd be something good.
That's right. Not DVR, but DV. Now, but anyway, they're looking at things and they're saying things are getting better, but they're just blind. It's not an intelligence issue on their part. It's a spiritual issue. That's why they're blind. Okay. But he says, despite what we say, we need God. He says Americans are better off without God. In fact, he goes on to say that religion is a moral evil. Not just you know, religion is incorrect, but it is malevolent.
Wow.
Wow.
Because
does that get a Daggett?
It's probably a Daggett one, yes.
Wow.
Because they have a worldview, so it's a social belief in and of itself.
Oh, sure.
Does that make sense? So
No, no, no. I think you're right, but I want to clarify your terminology.
Okay.
The atheists have a religious position.
That's right.
Whether they realize it or not, and they are espousing their religious position and wanting to impose their religious position on the rest of us, whether they realize it or not. So the very thing that he is saying we don't need, which is religion, he's simply promoting his religion, and he wants to eliminate all
other
religions,
that's right.
Which means that he doesn't really believe in freedom or liberty, which means he wants to be an oppressor and a tyrant, and it's going to...
And he has no idea.
And so, yes, your point is the point. We can just close it down now and go home. That's the point. What a spiritual fool.
That's true.
All right. Want to say something else?
No, go ahead.
What you doing for lunch today? No, I'm kidding. We're going to say some other things. But no, you have nailed it. And now we can just have a free-winning conversation.
All right.
I mean, you really have. He says we've got to fight religion with truth.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's interesting how he calls.
His truth is a truth. When nobody else can have a truth, it's a truth.
That's right.
Okay. His true truth,
it's
huh?
Funny how kind of self-contradictory he is and he doesn't see it.
He doesn't see it. You're right.
I just want to
say. Spiritual blindness. Hello?
I just want to
say. Anyone home?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I want to say.
That was the Paul Dean.
Well, I know. I know. I just want to say my wife thinks you're an idiot. What do you think about that? And I mean that lovingly.
Mean,
well, no,
what
I mean,
say.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that ugly. I mean that lovingly. Spiritually and intellectually and philosophically, he really is. He's what the Bible calls a fool. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, but I'm just being plain spoken.
Mm-hmm.
The Greeks have a word for that.
Idiotes.
That's right.
Told your thunder, huh?
It's in the New Testament. No, I'm glad. I'm glad to see you're studying your Greek. Yes. All right, here's what Silverman wants to do. He's calling on all atheists. He's got five tasks.
Okay.
He wants to implore his fellow non-believers to eschew ambiguous labels such as humanist or secularist. You know how a lot of people call mm-hmm. atheists, where we're just focused on human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're not focused on God. Hence the terminology, humanist or secularist. He says we need to eschew that, or his fellow non-believers, and unite under the banner of atheism. He thinks that'll strengthen his movement.
Okay.
It'll show the rest of us just how many atheists there really are. They can band together under one banner, you know, sort of like atheists unite. So... anyway, secondly, he says that atheists should take up their mantle as the good guys.
I you can see that happening. That's
sure.
Right. Yeah.
So who are the bad guys? It's all
anyone
all
who's
you,
a bigot and believes
in his
way to heaven or something.
Yeah, all you religious people are bigots,
yeah.
Except for us. All world religions, you guys are the bad guys. Except for us.
Wait a minute. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
I mean, we Christians, now there are a lot of liberal Christians who aren't really Christians, who believe that there are many paths to God.
Mm-hmm.
But true biblical Christianity says that there's only one way to be saved, the Lord Jesus Christ, faith in Him.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting, and this is what I meant, you know, a few minutes ago, obviously, when you nailed the issue that he's saying religion is bad, it's malevolent, it's evil, we need to do away with it, and yet, basically, he's saying, we're the good guys, we're the ones that have the truth. You gotta fight all these other religions with truth. It's just interesting. He says, atheists are really the good guys, in the fight for equality. Let me ask you a question. If you're an atheist and you don't believe in God, how did you get here?
Well, just random.
Random
chance. Of,
yeah. Of what, though? I mean, there were no events before there was something here.
Yeah.
I mean, go all the way back. In the beginning, there was...
He's trying to say there's purpose in anything, so why would he even care?
Well, right.
If he was being logical with
that. Yeah. But the point is, how did I get here? You had this, some kind of random thing happen, mm-hmm. some kind of accident. Certainly, you know, we believe in evolution, but we're just here. But the point is, if there is no God, then you don't really know how you got here. There really is no purpose. I mean, we've talked about this mm-hmm. before, but I'm putting it in another way. You don't know where there is no, you know, you're here by accident. There is no reason to be here. There is no purpose and meaning in life. You know, you just, when you die, it's all over. And essentially, evolution, they talk about survival of the fittest, right? So why would atheists be interested in the fight for equality on their worldview?
I really don't know.
They wouldn't.
If they were true to their worldview,
exactly.
If they were not just wanting to be tyrants.
That's right. If they're going to stick to their worldview, they shouldn't
Who
care
cares?
Whether people
yeah.
believe in God or not. People are
if
tyrants.
If that helps
or not.
You, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it doesn't affect them. So, yeah, I can see them getting upset if they're whatever they perceive their freedoms to be are infringed or they can't do what they want to do.
But they want to.
But they shouldn't care about equality. And if they do care about equality, then they have to appeal to a non-atheistic worldview. They really mm-hmm. have to appeal to a biblical worldview.
Where it places value on equality.
That's right. And on the essential
right
dignity
yeah.
of every human being, and we're not just a bunch of animals.
That's right.
Okay. So, again, this is, and I'm just saying, Christians need to learn how to think. He says that they're the good guys. Atheists are the good guys. They're the only ones that really care about the separation of religion and government.
Well, that is a misnomer for many Christians that don't understand that separation anyway. So they've gotten, I can see where they get a bad view of that, but they are promoting their religion through curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah. Well, and let's say this first.
But I can see how some people are clouding the issue, some religious.
Well, yeah, and let's, to your
groups.
Point, you're, to your point, there are a lot of Christians and a lot of different other religious groups who have used government to oppress
mm-hmm.
others.
That's right.
We're not denying that there aren't religious people out there who are sinners.
And oppressors, yeah.
And oppressors and tyrants. We're not denying that people have done a lot of killing in the name of religion. And you know what? People have done a lot of killing in the name of Christ.
Sadly.
And I would say that any religion that wants to tyrannize others is an evil religion.
Mm-hmm.
And any people that want to tyrannize others are evil people, whether even if they call themselves Christians.
That's right.
But what you and I are talking about is biblical Christianity, which does not believe in tyranny, which does not believe in oppression, which in fact does believe in the separation of church and state, which in fact does believe in liberty and individual liberty. And there's no other worldview that really believes in individual liberty. And the reality is,
and that's what you see, yeah.
Well, if you listen to this guy, he's talking about imposing his religion on others simply because he doesn't like these other religions.
That's right.
He's probably seen some bad stuff. He's ignoring the good stuff. He's ignoring all the good things that Christians, for example, have done throughout history. But he's saying our way is better. We want to impose our way on you. And he doesn't realize he's doing the same thing that he's lamenting.
Yes.
Go ahead. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, go ahead. You said it, so go ahead. That's
he
good.
Doesn't really believe in individual liberty, even though he says they're the good guys with reference to individual liberty. And it's interesting, if you read the manifesto, he challenges, and this is part of his he's got a fivefold plan, you know, five tasks, as I said. He wants to implore his fellow non-believers
one
to
banner. Yeah.
Unite under one banner, atheists. He says that they should take up the mantle as the true good guys. Well, the third thing, he wants to challenge the legitimacy of all religions. I mean, he's really coming against Christianity mainly, but he says we need to challenge the legitimacy of all religions.
Okay, you know, I can see his religious, he can do that.
Well, sure. But his rationale, of course, is that there is no scientific proof for any of them.
Nor his, but yes.
Right. Well, I guess
but
I can
there
give
is
you,
no God. There's no proof there is no God.
You can't prove there is God. Well, sure, we could say, well, you can't prove there is no God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, what he fails to understand is that, okay, well, let's don't just talk about whether or not there's proof for the reality of God. Let's talk about worldviews. And this is why I do a lot of worldview engaging.
Okay.
If you say there is no God, okay, then how did we get here? We all agree that scientifically something cannot come from nothing.
And that we don't even observe order coming from chaos.
Well, that's the second issue. Order can't come from chaos. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So if something can't come from nothing, how did something get here? If order can't come from chaos, how did order get here? See, these are scientific laws that we all affirm. And so here we are before there was a universe, there's nothing. So how did it get here?
Well, they just need to keep adding more time to give it time.
Well, okay, but go time. You could say a dust particle. Well, there was no dust particle.
Yeah.
You could say a random confluence of events. What events? I mean, nothing. You got to think of nothing. Nothing. There's nothing here.
Yeah. Then.
And so again, we can talk about many presuppositions, but this is just one angle I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophically speaking, your worldview, when you talk about saying, well, you can't prove God with scientific evidence, you know what? You can't
prove anything.
Your theory falls to the ground on scientific evidence.
Yeah.
Philosophically speaking, your worldview has inherent contradictions. Now, if I say, well, we know the universe is here. It's here. We can see it. We're in it. We know that it didn't come from nothing because we agree with the scientists. Mr. Atheist, we agree with the scientists. Something cannot come from nothing. So what happened? Well, here's what we say. We say in the beginning, God. God is not part of this universe.
Mm-hmm.
God is not subject to the laws of this universe.
He's
God is outside of this universe. He's outside of space and time. And God spoke this universe into being, and that does not contradict science. Now, I can't prove it. But you know what?
You can't prove that something came from nothing. Is that what you were going to say?
I can absolutely prove that something did not come from nothing.
Okay. Yes, so you're
it
right.
It is absolutely
right. Statistically, realistically, everything.
It is absolutely impossible for something to come from nothing.
Okay.
That is a fact that will never, ever, ever, ever change. Cannot, okay? Here's my argument. And I know you know where I'm going, but again, let's stay on track for those who've maybe never thought this through. If God is not bound by time and space, if God is outside his universe, and we say God spoke, what I'm saying is I can't prove that that's what happened. But my worldview is consistent and coherent, and it makes sense. In other words, it doesn't contradict the science.
Mm-hmm.
The evolutionary worldview contradicts the science that it says it adheres to. So your worldview, Mr. Atheist, is filled with inconsistencies and fatal flaws. My worldview is completely coherent. It's completely consistent. It has no philosophical fatal flaws. So let's talk about evidence for just a moment further. We'll go down that road another time.
Yeah, that's a long road.
Yeah, I don't want to get bogged down in.
Well, I was going to say they are spiritually
philosophy, but I'm simply saying, when he says there's no scientific proof, people are brainwashed. Well,
that's
your worldview is self-contradictory.
Well, when you talk to an evolutionist and you really press them on these questions, they ought to be able to give me some good answers. We've talked to several. And they really can't give you good answers. So they're just as at loss and can't, you know, they're just as at loss.
Yeah.
Then they think we're being dumb by us thinking God created.
Right. Right.
God, in the beginning, God.
Right.
Well, you have nothing.
Yeah.
Your illustrations are silly.
Yeah. Well, they are silly.
They're evidences of microevolution. They can't give me anything macro.
Yeah. Well, here's the, yeah, we could talk about a lot of evidential things. We could talk about the fact that there's nothing in the fossil record that suggests evolution. There's no such thing. There's no transitional forms. We could talk about, as you say, DNA. There's no such thing as adding to, but only loss from, you know, genetic information, for example. And mutations. Mutations.
Yeah, there's
you can't add to. You can only take away from. I mean, so all the evolutionary arguments, you can go down that road. We could marshal many of them. They all fall to the ground. But I'm just talking about his statement, evidence. Hey, here's a question for you, Mr. Atheist. When you talk about how there's no proof for the veracity of my worldview, for example, how do you know there is no God? Have you searched every square inch of this universe? Because in your worldview, that's what you'd have to do. How do you know God's not hiding behind Jupiter? I mean, you don't know. You've never been back there. How do you know that there's not a buried box on Jupiter that contains the information to point you to God? How do you know that? See, you don't know that. And see, of course, we have something that contains the information that points to God. And that's what we're talking about. We can talk about, well, you know, in the realm of knowledge, how do you know certain things? Well, you know things by observation on the one hand. That's the scientific method. That's the five senses. You also know certain things intuitively, and that's a different dynamic. We can talk about that another time. But in terms of God, you don't scientifically investigate and find God. God fills the universe. Well, how do we know God? There's another source of knowledge. Revelation. He's revealed himself to us. So again, he's not interacting with Christian theology. He's just making these statements just like any other, I'm sorry, scientifically ignorant, theologically ignorant, philosophically ignorant, just people that deal with the surface and basically lead a lot of other people astray who deal at the surface. But it's very sad because now he's got an atheist manifesto out there. And his fourth plank is this. He's calling on atheists to be hostile.
Really?
Yeah. Be hostile, do incendiary.
It's supposed to be equal.
Well, no, we're supposed to be loving and equal, and we got the better way, and now he's calling for hostility and mockery and incendiary billboards and all the rest. I mean, it's in-your-face atheism, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? You're not even a good representative for atheism.
Because if you had the facts, why can't you convince us?
Yeah.
Why the hostility? Just show us the error of our way.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, he chronicles, you know, some past achievements of atheists. Well, you know what, we can chronicle, you know, he says things like, well, I'll come to that in a minute, but we could chronicle a lot of achievements that wouldn't be here if it weren't for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing Christians ought to do. But he quotes Madeline Murray O'Hare. Remember Madeline Murray O'Hare, the one that got the prayers out of public schools and all that? We're not even going to go down that road. But she's the founder of American Atheist. And here's what she said. Listen to this. An atheist loves himself and his fellow man instead of a God. See, that sounds good. Sounds practical. We're going to love human beings, right? An atheist, this is Madeline Murray O'Hare, an atheist thinks that heaven is something we should work for now, here on earth, for all men to enjoy together. Well, you know what? If a Christian truly loves God, he's going to love his fellow man.
That's true. And he's going to make the world as good as he can.
Well, that's right. If a Christian truly loves God, he's want to help others. And Christians throughout history have done far more than atheists. I mean, universities and hospitals and benevolence, all this comes from a Christian worldview, not an atheistic worldview. And all the atheists here in America who are benevolent, they got that from a Christian worldview because, again, it doesn't square with their worldview, which is dog eat dog.
I was going to say, come on. Where does this...
Yeah.
Why can't you see that? Evolution is let me keep my pie and you go get your own pie.
That's exactly right. And you can see this come out in people like Margaret Sanger and others who are just murderous. And I don't know very much about Madeline Murray O'Hare. I mean, these are nice statements here. But this is just Madeline Murray O'Hare. Doesn't mean that the philosophy of atheism. The philosophy of atheism is basically who cares? And if you care, you're not being a consistent atheist.
That's right.
in the same way that a Christian...
Else it's a religion.
Well, in the same way, that's right.
I'm sure there's just as many atheists upset with her mischaracterizing their beliefs.
Well, possibly so. That's an interesting thought. That's possibly true. But in the same way that if a Christian says that he doesn't care about people, well, he's being an inconsistent Christian, because Christians do care about people, because that's what we're commanded, and that's the change of heart that God works and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But Madeline Murray O'Hare goes on to say, an atheist knows that a hospital should be built instead of a church. Well, see, she's posing a false dichotomy.
That's right.
We believe that we believe a church comes together to worship God, to be encouraged to do good things.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is the reason we gather together, Hebrews chapter 10, to spur one another on to love and good works. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but spur one another on to love and good works, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So even in Christianity, there's no false dichotomy.
That's right. We come
now, there's a lot of Christians that don't love and don't do good works, but they're not being consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Christians believe in building hospitals. You familiar with Samaritan Ministries? I know you are.
Yeah. They also believe in...
They're building these hospitals for pregnant women. Yes, for pregnant women. They're giving free care to women who want to have abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're building hospitals, and they're ministering the gospel, and they're helping them to have their babies and place them in loving homes and all the rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And well, anyway, food pantries, all these charitable organizations, generally, a lot of them have Christian roots.
Yeah, that's right.
To love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, how many atheist organizations are out there feeding the hungry and clothing the poor? Far more Christian mm-hmm. groups. She goes on, an atheist knows that a deed must be done instead of a prayer said. Again, we do both.
Yes.
See, this is a...
Because we believe that there is someone who can intervene.
That's exactly
right.
Who
can send help.
An atheist strives for involvement in life and not escape into death. Well, again, there have been a lot of Christians, unfortunately, who have an escapist mentality, but Christians are involved. He says an atheist wants disease conquered, poverty vanquished, war eliminated. Well, maybe so at a personal level, but again, this is why Jesus came, to eliminate all of those things. She is describing Christianity without realizing it.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
I was just sitting there thinking, what? Anyway.
Yeah. Now, Wester does say that...
She just wants to give herself glory.
But he says when people look at Christians and think that Christians only care about themselves, church, Bible study, that kind of thing. I mean, that's an indictment on the church,
it
and that's
is.
True.
That's
Christians
right.
need to get busy. But if you look historically, it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Might be true with certain segments in the church today. He also says it's a rebuke of Gnostic Christianity, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, just this head Christianity. But Christianity is renew the mind so that you love God, and the more you love God, the more you will love your neighbor and do those good works.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to, as always, keep preaching the true gospel. That's the issue. That's the only thing that
You've
will save
to
and help.
List.
Right?
An analysis
right.
of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archive broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. The Dean's List.
And the gospel.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.